When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello, this is your host, Les Bubka. And welcome to today's episode of Anxious Black Belt, a podcast that focuses on karate, mental health, and everything in between. If you enjoy my content and would like to support, there's few easy ways to do it. First one is simply to listen to another episode. This helps a lot. Second one, you can buy me a coffee via buy me a coffee link in the show notes. And the third one is to support my work. I'm an author and selling a few books. You can find them on Amazon or directly on my website. Link in the show notes below. If you would like to stay up to date with what's coming up, be sure to follow me on social media at Les Bubka. And now let's get back to the show. Enjoy! Welcome, welcome, welcome. Morning Karate Thought 5. Today's topic, Kumite. Literal translation of Kumite means grappling hands. Although most of a martial art is now using it as sparring. And there's many versions of sparring, starting from very old-fashioned Bogu Kumite, where old masters were trying to do full contact activity with a headgear, Bogu suit, so all protection, everything allowed. Then karate moving to Japan, the competition arising, and sparring changes. Now we've got development of a Shotokan way of sparring with a linear attacks, fast blitzing, punch, 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 get out, everything with a super speed to get the point. We've got a version of, from Japan as well, from Kyokushin, knockdown karate, so you can do full contact, no protection, but there's no punches to the face to prevent the injuries, and challenge yourself, introducing 100-man kumite, 50-man kumite, 30-man kumite as a test of your spirit. Fighting with fresh opponents every 2 minutes, new person comes in, and you pushing yourself to challenge yourself to see what you can achieve and how far you can go with your body and your mind. Other version is American point sparring, where the focus is on the one technique scoring, lots of high kicks, lots of fast movements, everybody's preparing just to score 1 point and stop. Then we've got a ancient karate, so knockdown with throws, takedowns. We've got karate combat, where it's full contact, kicks, punches allowed to the head, but there's no thigh kicks. The growing popularity is a vertical and ground grappling, which I think takes karate back to its roots. I think karate is a system of a self-protection with a heavy focus on grappling, and you can see that from the kata. All grabs, pulls, and stuff. If you're interested in what kata is, video link above. But there's many ways of sparring. People can test themselves. There's different approaches to how to do sparring in within the dojo. Different culture to execute it. Some people don't do it at all. Some people do it once a month, some people do once a week. Personally, we do sparring on every session. It is one of the three parts of our training, so it's at least half an hour of sparring. I believe this gives you the best chance to grow and learn actual fighting. If you do it once a month, this is not enough, and you're out of your depth when it comes to somebody who's practicing more. Like with everything, more you practice, the better you get. And the only and the best way to learn sparring, whichever form you prefer to do, is to do that activity often. That's the way you get better. I like to test myself and my students to go to different dojos, different clubs, different organization, different sports, and do sparring. I'm going to BJJ. I test myself in sparring with them, mostly tapped out, but that's not the key area of interest from a point of view of karate. Our sparrings are geared of getting up and escaping. So if somebody takes me to the floor, I need to be aware what to do. But my main objective is to get up and run away. Similarly, if we do vertical grappling, so we're doing kata sparring, objective is to get out and escape from the bad situation. So again, many versions of sparring. Now we're getting a kind of restoration of a grappling within karate. So we've got the kata applications sparring, where you use the kata to play with them, and something similar to wrestling, you try to fit those applications in a gamifying sparring. This increased learning, we learn through the fun, and gives a little bit better results than trying to force students to go and do something prescribed. Rolling on the floor is a big area as well of interest now within karate, kind of discovering that after UFC that everybody needs to know a basics in on the ground and standing up. We do focus on that as well, trying to not be surprised by person taking us down and doing some moves. Obviously it's not the same level as BJJ, and we're not planning to have it the same level. But you need to be aware of all ranges to be able to perform. You know, interesting is to go and try with different people. You go to Muay Thai gym, their clinching, their fighting styles is completely different to karate. So if you've got that awareness of what you might expect, it's easier to transition and makes karate a bit more kind of holistic on the stage of fighting. I spend a lot of time in knockdown karate, so this is kind of my natural environment, and it takes a long time to switch from one format to the other. That's why I like my students to do everything and try everything, so they can choose whatever they like, whatever they want to focus on. But if you don't spar, you won't be able to fight. The sparring is the best way to learn how to fight. You've got the real live opponent moving around, trying to counter whatever you do, trying to win as well. So it pushes your abilities to defend, to attack, to move from side to side, to change angles, to try different tactics, different approaches. Only through that live testing you can learn how to fight. If you think that you can watch movies, do some katas, and be good at actual fighting, this is a bit misleading. You lying to yourself. You need to go out there, put the gloves, whatever you need to do, and spar. Test yourself under pressure, under that adrenaline, when with a live resisting opponent who wants to maybe not hurt you, but wants to stop you from hurting them, or stop you from submitting them, or stop you from winning points. Whatever. There is no substitution for a life partner who wants to prevent you from doing things, and you learn far more things from that life training than hitting pads, hitting bag, doing kihon, or doing solo kata. If you enjoy this and would like to support the Morning Karate Thought, please listen to another episode or watch another episode, depending on what you where you're watching, listening. Subscribe, hit that notification button, and share with your friends. It means a lot, helps a lot, and we can see that we're slowly growing and getting more popular. Thank you for your time. See you tomorrow. Sports Social Podcast Network.